You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is John Davis of Chesapeake Energy. He is in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, John.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
Thank you for filling in on short notice. It's much appreciated.
Sure.
I was looking at the drought map this last Thursday, I guess yesterday, and I guess we can officially say, except for about where you live, Illinois is out of drought, right?
Well, it all depends on what angle you're going for in that assessment. If you're talking about topsoil moisture and short-term moisture deficits, there's no question. From a topsoil moisture standpoint, the improvement that we've seen, which has really occurred much of this year, the calendar year, since January 1st, you know, we've seen major improvements in the moisture situation. From a subsoil moisture standpoint, however, certainly you've gone the right direction, and you have seen an improvement in the overall situation. But if you ask the question, have you made up the deficits from the drought of last year, the answer to that is no. That will take many more months of abundant precipitation to fully make up those deficits. So it all comes down to what angle you're looking at there. Short-term or more topsoil moisture, yes, that's correct. We have made up the deficits. Subsoil moisture, we're going in the right direction, but those deficits have not been made up.
So that means that even though it is wet now, for a good corn crop to be raised in the eastern Corn Belt, we will need timely rains throughout the summer.
Sure, which is normally the case, but probably more so the case in years like, you know, last year especially. And you're looking ahead to this year, that will likely still be the case this year, sure.
Turn your attention to the trend. It is the time of year that people begin to try to guess what the spring trend or the spring weather pattern will be right around the 1st of March. Are you seeing anything begin to set up yet?
Well, at this stage of the game, the impressive thing right now is how persistent and stable the pattern is across the Central West. It is a cold pattern. It is a wet pattern. There is no sign of a break in that, at least into the early portion of April. So we have another 2 or 3 weeks of cold and wet conditions across the middle portion of the country. That in itself isn't any kind of a major problem, but sometime during the month of April, you kind of have to see that pattern break somewhat, both from a soil temperature standpoint as well as from a standpoint of, you know, workable fieldwork operations to get to a level where you have on-time planting and on-time fieldwork preparation. We do think as we look ahead toward the month of April that pattern will break at some point during the month. Is that April 9th or is that April, 26th? You don't know that right now. But there are indications out there that the pattern will break, and when that breaks will be very important in how rapid or not fieldwork operations and early planting for corn will be.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure, Dave.
That's John Davis at Chesapeake Energy, and he is in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to tune into Commodity Week. You can do that tomorrow morning at 11:30 Central Time on WILL, or you can do it right now. Go to our website at willag.org. The show is already posted. This is Dave Dickey.